All these stories you are about to hear are based on true fictitious stories.
Who hasn't solved his fair share of mysteries, whodunits, riddles, brain teasers, and bugaboos? Lester Bochke, that's who. He's almost solved them all. And now, after 20 years, he's still got no clue. Tonight's episode is called Lester's on the Case. Why don't we listen in, shall we?
This is Lester Bochke, Private Eye. The day is Tuesday, October 15th, and I'm currently head of store security at the Big Buy's big box stores. The weather outside is below average, or so I'm told by some elderly customers who have joint pains during bad weather. But I digress. It's cloudy with a mist of rain.
Perfect weather to catch a shoplifter. I've been tailing the suspect for the last hour, just waiting for them to cross the line of justice. Earlier in the day, I saw the suspect in fresh produce snacking on grapes that he had not yet purchased, along with other foods. I had no proof of his crime, so I had to let him go. We could run tests in 24 hours, but I am unable to get the proper evidence at this time.
Suspect has picked up a few shirts and is heading into the fitting room. I'm following him.
Is it okay if I try these flood pants?
Hi, sir. How many items do you have?
4. And can I be put into the room next to that other gentleman that just went in?
Sir, you can go into any room that's open.
Psst, I'm undercover.
Ugh, weirdo.
Oh boy! Trying on clothes is so much fun, don't you think?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Hey, what's your waist size? We could switch pants.
Please, just leave me alone. Ma'am, you have a creep in stall 43A.
That's not a creep. That's our head of security.
Suspect is on the move, trying to make a getaway. Also, note to self, come back and purchase green button-down shirt from sale rack.
Ed, we have a 10-100 with Bochke again. He's heading towards tools.
Not again!
Lost sight of the suspect. My keen detective skills say he is walking at a quick pace towards the front door.
I am in hot pursuit.
See, suspect in hardware, I think he may be trying to defend himself. He has a hammer in one hand. Suspect is holding something else in that other hand. He's putting it in his pocket. I'm going in.
Freeze, scumbag!
In the name of Big Buy's big box stores and head of security, huh? I place you under store arrest.
Mugged. What are you talking about? I caught you in the act.
What the fuck? Who the hell are you?
I saw you place something in your pocket. You're stealing from this store just like you did earlier today in the grocery department.
What? What the hell are you talking about?
Are you a fan of grapes? Got a hankering for some grapes? Do I smell icky sticky on you? Do you have the munchies, perhaps? Is that why you had some grapes? Though, I do commend you on a healthier choice than candy. But I knew you were high as a kite when you hit up the bakery.
I didn't steal anything.
Have you been following me all day?
Yeah, and I saw and smelled what you did to that bathroom.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom!
Likely story.
Bochke, why are you even here? Do you not remember being suspended without pay for the seeing eye dog incident?
I still say the guy was faking it and the dog was not a special needs animal.
Can I speak with you in private, Bochke, now?
Bochke, while he was asking for help, you gave the dog a steak from the butcher shop, which we took out of your pay, unhooked the leash, and then crawled on the floor, leading the guy around. We have footage of all of this, and it's in my office.
You'd think this company has good security from hackers. I mean, how hard was it to figure out your password? Big sniffy number 6?
Should I be hearing any of this?
That is illegal. And when the police get here, you will not only be arrested, but your career as security for Big Buys is over.
Really? I saw the overnight footage. You give new meaning to front-end supervisor.
He's talking about butt sex.
What are you gonna do? Blackmail me?
No, I'm not gonna blackmail you.
Good. The police are here.
You will not tell them that I hacked you either, so I won't get arrested.
Can someone tell me what's going on?
Oh, hello, Officer Jill Monroe.
Officers, this is Stanley Hopper, one of our loyal customers, accused of shoplifting, and this other man has holes in his socks, and also our head of security who claims to have witnessed the crime.
Lester, why am I not surprised you were involved with this?
Oh, so you were thinking about me?
Not in the least. No, never, and not even on days ending in Y.
Ah, so you do think about me on other days of the week.
Do you need any assistance, Officer Monroe?
Hi, Slant.
Oh, God, it's Potchkey.
I have this. We're almost cleared up here.
Now what's going on?
I'll take it from here.
Don't listen to this imbecile.
I tailed the perp into the store and visually saw him stealing food from produce. The perp ate about 8 red grapes.
They are in season right now. They're $2.99 a pound.
It's not a bad deal.
May I finish?
Mr. Hopper then turned right and went to the deli. He asked to try a few cuts of deli meat and cheese.
I didn't want any cold cuts.
I heard him say he would place an order,
fresh spaghetti,
but he never did. He then walked his way to the bakery and sampled
a few cookies.
Apparently, this dick thinks this is a place to try food.
It's a bakery.
It is, you moron. We put samples out all the time.
Pet Shoppers, today is Sample Saturday. You know what that means. We're giving away 3 samples all over our fine store. Try anything from Crimson Season's Grapes to Sangria from San Antonio. We've got everything you need here at the Big Buy.
So anyway, as I was saying, the perp left without flushing and did not wash his hands. I followed him to clothing where he was trying on clothes. He never knew I was around. I was using my ninja training.
What ninja skills? I saw you every turn, you idiot! You're an idiot!
Sir, please.
We don't want to lower ourselves to name-calling.
Yeah, you duty-faced shithead. That's telling him, Jill.
Okay, so your name is S. Hopper, or Shopper? Okay. Officer Slant, please take Mr. Hopper to the car and hold him there until we decide what we want to do with him.
You got it, Jill. Let's go, Shopper.
It's Stanley, and this is not right.
Why am I going to the car? I was just shopping. What's wrong with you?
Okay, you're the store manager?
Yes, I am. Name's Ed Manager.
Ed Manager, and you are the store manager? Okay, so what happened, and why do you have Lester Potchkey working for you?
I saw Potchkey lurking, then stalking, then crawling toward the customer. I took off out of my office and ran towards hardware where I saw him accusing the customer. I instantly stepped in. I personally never saw him steal anything.
I'm so fucking great.
Get off the intercom.
No, I have to have some wonderful fucking detective.
Let's go.
Behind me.
Now. Come on.
Fucking great.
That's enough.
Okay. Thank you for your statement. I will talk with Potchkey from here.
That nutjob has been a problem since I hired him. He had good references and came with so many recommendations from some top companies. Plus, he was MVSG.
MVSG?
Store slang for most wrongfully accused shoplifters apprehended.
That anagram doesn't make any sense. Look, you fired him and I'll escort him out of the store.
That blockhead is so fired.
I heard through the grapevine that I'm fired? Fine. I'm gonna go clean out my locker.
You don't have a locker here. Only store managers have lockers.
Wow. Then whose locker is locker 6? Because I was using that and grabbing my lunch out of it every day.
I knew it! You owe me $439.76 for those lunches. I accept Venmo or PayPal.
Wait. Do you take fraudulent checks?
Get out of here. Don't ever set foot in here again.
What if I'm in a wheelchair?
If you don't make him leave,
right now, you will have me up on charges for assault.
Officer Monroe, I would like to press charges on him for threatening me.
Manager, you need to back off. Now, I get it. Believe me, I do. Pachki is the matzo ball that just sinks to the bottom of the soup bowl.
Hey, I'm more of a kreplach, if anything.
He is right, though. You just threatened him, and I will give you a warning. Now, Pachki, let's get you out of here.
Attention shoppers, today only we're having a sale on nunchucks in aisle 14. Also, I'm having a flash sale on tasers at the front of the store.
Get the hell in the car, shopper, before you ruin his plan.
I mean, where do you people find someone this stupid? I mean, all I want to do is just mind my own damn business and—
Please calm down, Mr. Shopper. I mean, Hopper.
And apparently, Sherlock frickin' Holmes over there needs to meet his monthly quota and frickin' pulverize some guy for buying frickin' grapes.
Come on, test me.
You know what?
Tasing in three,
hands off
two,
hey, you don't get... What the hell was that for?
That was just for fun.
Hey, why do you have to tase me there of all places? No, please.
Shut your hole, Stanley.
I can't take it anymore. Fine. It was me. I stole the grapes. You happy?
You're a real a-hole. You know that, shopper?
What the hell was that for? It was just a few grapes. Kill me.
Does anyone smell barbecue?
Oh, well, look at that. I guess he had cigarettes on his person.
You know what? Never mind. Slant, can you take Hopper to the precinct? I want to go over everything with Pachki.
Sure thing. I'll see you there. Beer's on you, and you can tell me about Pachki then.
Lester, can I speak with you?
Sure. You want me to give you all the details and share my tricks for catching the suspect?
No. Most likely, he's going to be let go. And hopefully, he doesn't press charges against you for harassment.
Okay, so why the lovely pep talk?
I wanted to see how you were taking everything in now.
I'm on cloud nine. I just caught a perp and...
Lester! You just got fired from your job. Or don't you realize that?
Oh, that? Nah. Ed was just playing. We goof like that all the time.
We don't banter about shit, you moron. You're fired. Now get off the store property or I will have Officer Monroe arrest you.
Ed, get your ass inside the store and leave Pachki alone. Now, Lester.
Whatever. He's your problem now.
Oh, boy.
You don't use my first name this much like you have in the past.
You need to find a job. What are you going to do?
My cousin. He runs a septic tank business? He tells me they're the number one company in the number two business.
Pachki, shut up! Seriously? I know I'm going to regret this, but why don't you go back to being a PI?
I hate math.
No, you idiot! A private investigator!
I'm sorry, I can't. It's not in me anymore. I'm a man of the shopper. My life's goal is to protect the store, whether mall, stationery, mom and pop, convenience store... That's my job.
How many years have you been working retail security?
Years as a retail security guard, you say. You do ask the good questions there, Monroe. I see detective in the future for you. Well, we closed shop back in 01, and like a string of failed relationships, I've been serving the public as a security guard for at least 18 years or so. Let me start alphabetically for you. Albert's Hardware... Bob Seafood Shack, Kurt's Crab Hut, and Dean Deck Supply.
I think it's time for you to reopen the Pachki Chronicles Detective Agency.
How did you hear about that?
I read up about you when I was in college.
Pachki Chronicles Detective Agency actually made a textbook?
Whoa there, cowboy. No, you made the newspaper, and I read about the Quarters case, then went and did my own research. You and, what was your partner's name? Jebediah Brownish.
Nebish. No. His name is Nebish. Oh, he was a great friend. We lost touch many years ago. I'm not sure what he's been up to, though.
I think he's done pretty well for himself.
You know where Nebish is?
I have seen him around from time to time. I think he's working as an assistant for someone.
That lucky bastard. He was the best assistant money couldn't buy. Because I didn't pay him. Just bought him lunch and scratch-off lottery tickets. I wonder if he had ever won.
So, what do you say? Your place could be your office. It's right off the main road. You can hang a sign and start advertising on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
What the hell are those things? Are you feeling all right? Are you speaking English?
They're social media accounts. You build a page and invite people to come see it.
So, what you're saying is I sign up for Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, create these pages, call them the Pachki Audio Chronicles, and invite people to like them?
Yeah, but why audio?
No reason. You know what, Jill? I think you're right. I think it's time I dusted off my favorite fedora, strapped on my mace, and get back to what I am good at. No, great at. No, fantastic at. No, supremely, incredibly, amazingly, awesomely, stupendously good at.
That's the spirit. I'll come check on you later in the week. Good luck, Lester. If you ever need me, here's my number. Just call anytime. Good night, Pachki.
Pachki! You're still here? Go away already!
I'll go, but first I need to get back inside.
What?
I left my lunch in there.
Get out of here! Don't ever set foot in here again!
Can you break a five?
Pachki!
Nobody knows the trouble I've been through. Nobody knows my sorrow.
Hello, Officer Slant. How was your evening?
Good. Shopper did exactly what you wanted. He got Pachki's attention and led him on a wild goose chase in the store.
Perfect. Did Lester Pachki get fired from his job?
His boss canned his ass. Why do you care so much about this moron anyway?
Oh, don't you worry. You'll find out soon enough in a future episode.
What future episode? What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. I'm watching that show with the little robot girl living with the human family. How do people not notice this girl wears the same clothes in every episode? Ah! It just bothers me how shows don't have continuity. Does Stanley know not to mention anything about me, or else he will find his life ruined?
Oh, yeah, boss. I threatened him after I tased him a few more times to make my point perfectly clear.
Perfect.
I heard through the grapevine that I am fired. Fine. I'm gonna go clean out my locker.
All right, Pachki, what did you get yourself into now?
Still up to your old ways.
Things sure are changing quickly for Lester. And as one door closes, another opens. What does Flashki, Pachki's sworn enemy, have in mind? Will Nebish return to his old friend and boss? Tune in and find out.
Pachki Audio Chronicles is produced by
Hey Abbott
Productions. Created, written, directed by Eric N. Horowitz and Robert A. Palmer. Edited by Michael A. Weiss. Sound designer and sound mixer by Tom Stamatio. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Lester Pachki is played by Eric N. Horowitz. Stanley Hopper is played by Timothy Muller. Officer Jill Monroe and fitting room attendant played by Brenna Soth. Ed Manager played by Benjamin M. Wong. Officer Jane Slant played by Vonnie Neal.
Food Sample Girl, played by Rachel Palmer. Buzz Buzzy the Intercom, played by Robert A. Palmer. Harvey Flockschke is played by Carlos Ortega Jr. Nebish, played by Nathan Faudry. Special thanks to Steve Bloom and Bloomvox Studios. Copyrights 2019 by
Hey Abbott
Productions. Visit us on the web at PotchkeyAudioChronicles.com.